Now, we've got our brother Andrew Stewart. He's from Macrofeld, and he's involved in the children's work down there. And Andrew's going to speak to the boys and girls now. So I would trust that you'll listen to what he has to say, parents as well, and myself included. We all need to hear a word from the Lord, and Andrew's going to come now. And we're very glad to have you. May God bless you as you speak for us. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Reverend Higginson, for the opportunity to come and speak to the boys and girls. And that has been excellent. Really delights my soul, makes me real happy to see so many boys and girls gathered in this morning in the Lord's house, and you've been excellent, excellent singing and recitation of the scripture and everything else has been really, really good. Now, it's quite a distance from Macrofeld, and I came, well, it's too long to come by yourself, so I brought someone with me, and he comes everywhere with me. Now, I've had him since I was 10, and he's got a few jobs. And he's French, and his name is Clive. It's Clive. And Clive's job, his first job is, he keeps me company in the way here, but he's done that now, so his next job is, boys and girls, he sits and he looks out for those that are talking and misbehaving. Now, he only speaks to me. He doesn't speak to anyone else. He only speaks to me. And he tells me who's been misbehaving. And then, on the way home, when I get home, I phone your minister. And I tell him who was chatting in the meeting. But his other job, boys and girls and mums and dads, is to remind you and me that we are different from the animals. God made you and me different from the animals. God made us and we can talk and we can think and we have a soul and we can love. And we have so many different things and we are so different than the animals. And that's Clive's job. And Clive... He says he's happy to be here, and he knows that the boys and girls are going to be real good when they listen to the Word of God. So he's watching out, and we're going to bow our heads and close our eyes, and we're going to ask the Lord to bless His Word to our hearts. Father in heaven, we thank you for every boy and girl that's been gathered in, and we thank you for all the words that they have sung and the scripture they have read. We thank thee most of all for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless thee that he is altogether lovely. We thank thee, Father, that you sent him to die, that he might take away our sins in his own blood. We thank thee, Father, for the glorious gospel, the everlasting gospel. And we thank you, Father, for the Lord, this book. And we thank thee it's a living book, it's a true book. And we thank thee, O God, that it'll stand the test of time. And I pray, Father, that you would fill me with the Spirit of God, that the truth that I would speak might be written on the hearts of boys and girls and mums and dads, and far above the voice of man, that God himself would speak, the Lord, that dead sinners would hear and come forth unto life. Lord, we leave ourselves in your hand. We thank thee we have a great God. We thank thee that underneath and round about are the everlasting arms of the everlasting eternal God, and we leave ourselves at thy in thy hand and in thy keeping, and we offer prayer in Jesus' precious and holy and wonderful name. Amen. Now, this morning, I want to speak on, boys and girls, a subject that, to be honest, the devil, he hates it. And in today's world, boys and girls, he wants to tell boys and girls and mums and dads a big lie. That's what he wants to do. And he's under attack, and he's under attack of God's Word. He wants to attack God's precious Word. And the devil wants to attack creation. And that's where everything came from. How everything was made, and all the trees, and the birds, and the animals, and the plants, and the people. And he wants to attack creation. How everything was made. And he does this, boys and girls, by telling you, and mums and dads, a big lie. A big lie. And before we turn to God's Word about creation, I want to warn boys and girls and mums and dads about the devil's big lie. Now, when you're in school, or maybe on television, or maybe in some papers or magazines, you're going to maybe hear about the devil's big lie. But when you hear about this, I want you, as if you can imagine a big alarm going off in your head, and you remember that this is a lie from the devil. The devil wants to tell boys and girls that everything was made by a big bang, a big explosion. And it just happened one day, no one knows why or when or how, and it just happened, and everything that we see came from a big bang. Now, I want you to remember that that's a big lie. That's a big lie from the devil. And boys and girls, even the smallest boys and girls, will maybe hear this in school. But you remember that this is a lie. You see, boys and girls, the people that tell us that everything came from a big explosion, well, there's two problems with those people. The first problem is, they were not there at the beginning. And the second problem is, boys and girls, and mums and dads, that people can lie. People can lie. So if we want to know how everything was made, we need to find someone that can't lie and someone who was there at the beginning. Now, does anyone know someone who cannot lie on someone who was there at the beginning? Any boy or girl, there's a wee girl there singing the duet. Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, God. God can't lie, and God was there at the beginning. And boys and girls, we're going to look at God's Word, the Bible. Now, the Bible was written by different men like Moses and Peter and Paul, but the Bible is God's words and God's thoughts. I want you to remember that God's Word is, it's true from the beginning. Now, who's got their Bible? If they're boys and girls, has anyone, boys and girls, got their Bible? If you've got your Bible, you can put it up in there and I see it. Okay, we're going to turn to God's Word, and it's going to be so easy to find. We're going to go to Genesis chapter 1 and the verse number 1. So it's the first book of the Bible and the first chapter of the Bible and the first verse of the Bible. So we're going to try and learn some things from God's Word, and we're going to look at a few of the days of creation. Now, this is what God's Word says. This is from the one who was there and can't lie. And this is what the Bible says. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Let's hear it again. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, there's four things we can learn from this verse. And when we get to down here, you can maybe guess. They all begin with the letter W. Okay, so we're going to keep this Bible open, and we're going to learn four things from this one verse. Now, the first thing we can learn, we look at this verse, it's talking about a when. A when. Now, what does the Bible say? It says, in the beginning. So, boys and girls, we're going back right to the very beginning of time. This is the first day. You might think, well, how long ago was that? Was that 100 years ago? Was that 300 years ago? Was that 1,000 years ago? Or was that 1,000,000 years ago? Or was that 1,000,000,000 years ago? Well, boys and girls, the Bible tells us it was thousands of years ago. Only thousands. Now, remember, the devil, he'll want to lie, and he'll want to tell you it's millions of years old. But God, who was there and can't lie, tells me that the world is only thousands of years ago. You see, boys and girls, see this book? This is God's Word. And if man was writing this book, you know what man would have wrote? He would have wrote, the world is billions of years old. And if man was writing this book, you know how he would have wrote about the Savior? He would have wrote the Savior as a superhero, a superman. But this is God's Word. And God wrote about a Savior who would be rejected of men and despised and would die on a cross. See, boys and girls, this isn't man's word. And people think, oh, that's just written by man. But this book is completely opposite to man's thoughts. See, man thinks, well, if I be good enough, surely if I be good enough, I'll get to heaven. The Bible doesn't say that. You see, that's what man thinks. If they're good enough, God will let them into heaven. But the Bible tells us that there's not one of us that is good enough. That's why Jesus Christ came to die. So the first one we learn is when. Now, the next word beginning with W is who. And let's look at the verse. It says, in the beginning, God. God. Now, who's God? What's God like? Did anyone make God? Well, boys and girls, if we want to learn about God, we have to go to the Bible. And the Bible tells us that no one made God, but God is eternal. He is everlasting. Now, that's a big thing to understand. What does that mean? To help you understand, boys and girls, you had a birthday. You have a birthday. And your birthday is the day when you come into the world. And you and I had a beginning. But the Bible tells us that we will have no end. We'll either live in heaven if we're saved, or we'll be in hell if we're unsaved. So you and I, we have a beginning, but we will have no ending. But boys and girls, God, he's no beginning, and he's no ending. God hasn't got a birthday. God is eternal. And that means, boys and girls, that everything about God is eternal. It has no beginning and it has no ending. So God's love, it has no beginning and it has no ending. God's power, it has no beginning and it's no ending. God's wisdom, it's no beginning and it's no ending. Boys and girls, he is eternal. Now, let's come to our third word, beginning with W. We have when, who, and we have God's work, his work. Now, what does the Bible say? It says, in the beginning, God created. Now, what does created mean? Well, I have some things to help, again, you understand. Now, if you and I, if we were going to make a cake, we couldn't walk into the kitchen and say, let there be a cake. We have to go get some ingredients, wouldn't we? We have to get some eggs. We'd have to get them all mixed up. And we'd have to get some flour, that's right. That's the way you say it up in Korean. And if you want to make it nice and sweet, what else do you think you would add? Sugar. You'd have to make it out of sugar. And boys and girls, you and I, we cannot create. We cannot make things out of nothing. We can make other things from things. Like if I was going to make a cake, I'd put them all in a bowl and mix them up. Or if I was going to build a house, I would go get some bricks and some mortar and some timber. And I would put it all together, but I cannot make something out of nothing. But God can. Only God can create. God can make things out of nothing. Now, we come to our last word beginning with W in this verse. Does anyone know, think they might guess what it is? We have got a when, a who, and a work. Yeah. Not what, but that would have fit it in. It's where. Where did God create? Now, the Bible tells us again. It says, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, in verse 1, boys and girls, this word heaven, it doesn't mean the place where angels live or where God dwells. It just means wide open space. Open space. And the earth that God created right at the beginning was really different than the world we see now, because it was covered with water and it was void, it was empty. And this is what God was creating on day one. Now, God created something else on day one. And we read in the Bible in verse 3 that God said, let there be light. And boys and girls, straight away, just like that, there was light. There was light, and that's the power of the Word of God. God spoke, and there was light, boys and girls. And God's Word created something out of nothing. Now, boys and girls, we have God's written Word. And do you know if you have a Bible, do you know your Bible can create things? Your Bible can make things out of nothing. Did you know that? My Bible can make things out of nothing. It can. Because my Bible tells me, boys and girls, that when people receive the Word of God, it makes people new. It doesn't make them better. or religious or church-going. But when people accept the Word of God and believe the Word of God, the Bible says God makes them a new creature, a totally new person. And before, you didn't like church and you didn't like the Bible and you didn't like prayer. But when you receive the Word of God, boys and girls, God makes you someone that loves the Lord Jesus Christ. And God spoke light into existence. And God saw the light, and the Bible said that He divided the light from the darkness. Now, I want you to remember this for later on. I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to remember this. God divided the light from the darkness. Okay? He divided the light from the darkness. He saw the light was good, and He called it day, and He called the darkness night. So, boys and girls, that's day one. And don't worry, we're only going to day three. Okay, so day one, God made the earth, He made space, He made time, and He made light. Now, day two, what did God make on day two? This is what God said. He said, let there be a firmament. Now, what on earth is a firmament? Does anyone have any idea what a firmament is? We don't use that word today, sure we don't. Okay. To help you understand, I want you to do something after two, okay? I want all of you to take a big, deep breath in, okay? And you have to hold it. You're not allowed to let it out until I say, so your face could go quite red, okay? So after two, I want everyone to take a big, deep breath in, okay? One, two. Hold it. No laughing. Okay, you can let it out. Boys and girls, do you know what you just took a big breath of? The firmament. The firmament. Because on day two, God made, yes, the air and the atmosphere around the world. You see, God was starting to prepare the world for man. And whenever you read that in the Bible, you can think that's the air. Now, boys and girls, the Bible says that the firmament, I want you to remember this. This is another one to remember, that the firmament divided the water above from the waters below. So here was all this air, and the Bible tells me there was a whole lot of water above it, and there was water below it. So I want you to remember that. It divided the water above and the water below. You might think, why is that important? Well, who is the man that built the big boat? Who is the man that built a boat in the Bible? Noah. That's right. And people say, well, where did all the water come from? Well, in Genesis 1, it helps us understand that there was water above the atmosphere. And when the flood came, the waters fell to the earth. So that's day number two. God made the atmosphere. Now, day three, last day this morning, God made the dry land and the plants. And God was starting to make the world perfect for man, for you, and for me. And God said that the trees were to bring forth fruit, and the grass, and the herbs, and the seeds, and the nuts were to come forth for man. But boys and girls, the Bible tells me that God gathered all the dry land into one place. And He called the dry land earth. And He called the waters the seas. And the Bible tells me that God has set a line and divided. I want you to remember that. He's divided the dry land from the water, that the water can't pass over. And boys and girls, this is what God had done on the third day. He made the dry land and the plants. Now, when I was reading my Bible, I realized God was doing something on the first 3 days. Not only was He making things out of nothing, but can anyone remember what I'm telling you to try and remember? What was God doing on day one, day two, and day three? as well as creating things. Does anyone know? Very good. God was dividing, boys and girls. On day one, he divided the light from the darkness, and he called the light day and the darkness night. On day two, he divided the water above from the waters below. And on day three, he divided the dry land from the waters. And God was creating a division, boys and girls, right at the beginning of time. And you know the wonderful thing about this Bible? It tells me about the end of time. It also tells me God doesn't change. And the Bible tells me at the end of time, God's going to divide something else. He's going to divide something else. It tells me in Matthew 25:32, it says, "He shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats." And boys and girls and mums and dads, when the Lord Jesus Christ returns, he's going to divide those that are saved, his sheep, from those that are not saved, the goats. And you know, boys and girls, there's a big division in this meeting this morning. There's those that are saved, that trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and there's those that are not saved. And when the Lord Jesus Christ returns, he's going to divide them, one from another. And maybe your mum's saved, or your dad's saved, or maybe parent, your child's saved, and you're not. We'll see when the Lord Jesus returns, he's going to divide. Divide. There's going to be a great separation. And not only are you going to be separated if you're not saved from your mother and father who is saved, or from your child who is saved, parent, but you'll be separated from God forever. Forever. Boys and girls. And God's going to do the separating, not me, not Reverend Higginson, not your Sunday school teacher, because God knows your heart. He knows your heart. He knows those that are saved and those that are not saved. And boys and girls, that's what he will do. And he'll say to those that are saved, he'll say, "Come. You come. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Come on into heaven." But you know, to those that are not saved, he'll say, "Depart. Go away. I never knew you. You're not saved." And boys and girls, those that are not saved, the Bible says they are cast into the lake of fire. See, this word, we can trust it. Science can throw whatever at it, but this word will stand forever. And this word that is true about the beginning, it's true about the end of time. But you know, boys and girls, you might not want to be separated from God and hell. And you might think, "Well, how can I be saved? How can I be in heaven and never be separated in hell from God?" Well, boys and girls, I tell children this everywhere. If you want to be saved, I want you to remember two T's. Mums and dads and grannies and grandas must turn from your sin. And you must trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Boys and girls, Jesus was separated from God the Father on the cross. Because he was taking the punishment for sin, he was separated from God who is holy. And boys and girls, that's how I know that I will never be separated in hell from him. Because he has taken my punishment. And he's taken my sin. And he has taken it all for me. You know, boys and girls, he's taken it for you. And mums and dads, he's taken it for you. And today you can be saved. Saved from hell and your sin and separation and sorrow and sadness when you turn from your sin and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that God will give you the grace to turn, that you'll remember the lie of the devil, and yet you'll remember that God's word can be trusted and that he cannot change. And he will do a great dividing on that judgment day. And I trust that you'll know you are saved.
Let's just unite our hearts together, please, in prayer and seek the face of God. Our meeting is over. But we thank you so much for listening. We thank Andrew for bringing us the Word of God. It's been a challenge to our hearts. And so clear that God is Creator. He's Lord of all. And outside of God, there's nothing apart from separation from all that's good. Maybe God's spoken to your heart, you make that response and call upon the Lord. Father, we thank thee today for this morning meeting. We bless thee, O God, for thy word. We thank thee, Father God, for the truth of it. We thank thee, Lord God, that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And Father God, all around us we see evidence of God's handiwork. We thank thee, O God, that we're, Lord, living in a world that was created by a God who is almighty. And Lord God, life is no accident. It's not merely something that's incidental that just happened. But we thank thee, Lord, that God created us and put us on this earth that we might get to know him and walk with him and love him and serve him and one day go to be with him for all eternity. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt write thy word upon our hearts. Help us, O God, to turn and to trust this wonderful Saviour who so loved us that he shed his precious blood, that our sins, which were many, might be washed away, and that we might be brought into a relationship with thyself. Hear us, we pray. Bless us throughout the rest of thy day. Remember the meeting tonight, Lord. We pray for the children, for the boys and girls, that thou wilt bless them, undertake for them, and for thy servant as he comes again tonight. Lord, pour out thy spirit and speak to hearts, we pray, in the Saviour's name. Amen.